It's 8 o'clock in Texas, and time to start counting them down. The Ticket Top 10, the 10 biggest moments of the day, from number 10 to number 1. Now on with the countdown on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh boy, radio listener, I am T.C. Fleming, and I don't believe I have ever been so excited to spend 2 hours with you as these next two. That is because this is the best of White Elephant Day. That is the wonderful tradition we have here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, of rearranging the lineups to produce, among other things, several wacky tickers, fake Norm's letter to Santa, and oh so much more. We begin as Gordon's show is ending. He had the 10 to noon slot by himself, the slot that Norman normally occupies. And once that was done, he mixed with Corby and Sean, who did the midday show, and it produced this wonderful conversation.
Number 10!
No. You got a nice haircut, by the way.
Don't bring it up to me, because it's a sore spot.
It's what? Real short now, okay. And handsome.
Here's the story on my hair. So you actually like it. You're not making fun of me.
It fits your beard. Looks
no,
good.
No, it's very handsome.
Okay.
And you look you look younger.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
anytime
you, Corby.
Like you get your hair cut shorter, you look younger. That's just people in general. Mm-hmm. People, guys with long hair, when they get it cut shorter, they look younger.
You flirted with longer and shorter and all that
the
sort
time.
Of thing,
and a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Do you
but
still?
I'll go, but I'll, what I'll do is I'll grow it long, like I'm in the process of growing it long.
Yeah.
And then here in a year, I'll just shave it all off.
I hate you.
Why?
Because you've been blessed by the hair fairy. And then there's people like us that have the power alleys working. You should just...
He has two!
But embrace your luscious, beautiful
long
hair.
I don't have power
hair.
Alleys.
Yeah. No, you have long
oh,
hair.
Okay. Some of them,
you have a hair fairy.
Yeah.
You know the hair fairy.
Gives a chick something to grab onto when
uh-huh.
they're slamming my head into sheetrock.
Right, when they're doing it from behind.
When it came to the hair lottery, I kind of lucked out.
Do you know... I don't know if we can get into this on the air.
Go ahead.
Do you know... that there are men who like women
mm-hmm.
to treat them
I
in
think
a
I
submissive
saw,
fashion.
I saw an episode of Eastbound and Down that focused on that.
Never seen that show. Is it good?
No. But yeah, they focused. Well, you remember in The Sopranos. You watched Sopranos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Janice
yeah.
when she was with Ralphie?
Yes, that's right.
And they were doing that.
And they never came back to that, did they? Did they ever close the circle on
no,
that?
It no,
was
I think that was
in
it.
There, and they
it
never...
was just shocking. It was like,
yeah.
whoa, and you could hear like a toy back there. You know,
Tony
like,
Soprano's
okay.
sister.
Big old Janice. Just
oh,
yes.
God.
Ugh.
With her
she,
big Rolling Stones
yeah.
boob tattoo.
She put on a false appendage
uh-huh.
and treated Ralph like he was her wife.
Mm-hmm.
Fleshlight.
Right. Yeah, look.
That's...
I hold the...
There's no accounting for human sexuality.
None.
It's all, I mean,
none.
Weird.
But when it comes to anything that has to do with that, I take the advice of Dave Lane. Dave Lane said, when it comes to that area, no matter if it's male, female, she-male, whatever, he knows how awful what happens to him
yeah.
most every day, and he knows that that happens to others too, and he just avoids it all.
I think he's making a leap of logic there.
No,
the special kind of hell that is produced by
Dave Lane's
grape clustered with hemorrhoided
that's true
hell mouth.
He's had it worse than most.
Yeah, I don't think that's replicated anywhere else in human experience.
You realize we did an entire 3-hour program on a grape cluster.
That's what they. I can't get that out of my mind.
No,
that was the description
that
was the description he gave of his own hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
That it looked like a cluster of grapes.
Right.
Red or white?
He didn't specify. I've always imagined them purplish.
Purple.
I always imagine them purplish with kind of that mother of pearl, you know,
little vine.
Veneer to it.
Little vine
oh,
off the side.
Man.
So anyway, what do you guys got coming up on the show?
I will promote one thing at 1:30.
All right.
The Perot Museum, which you've mm-hmm. been to. We have the CEO coming up. We did a tour yesterday and today of the museum, and so she's coming up and having some fun with us.
So I went there
mm-hmm.
to the Perot Museum, and I met Ross Perot Sr. there and had an awkward exchange with him.
How old is he now?
And
were you there for
he's
the grand
in his 80s.
For the grand opening?
It was a pre-opening type
like a party. Yeah.
And it was for like all the big donors
right.
thing, and I'm not a big donor to that museum.
Sure you are.
I'm not opposed to being a big donor, but you got to be big before you can
right.
be a big donor.
Matter of fact, there's one exhibit that they haven't named it yet because they're waiting on a $10 million donation.
That's you and me.
I
go
don't
in.
Split it.
We'll go in.
Yeah.
It'll be the Rant something. The Rant Dinosaur Bone Collection.
So did he know who you were? Does he know, have any idea what the ticket is?
No, he didn't have any idea who it was, but he was very nice, and he was very short.
Yeah, he was like, what, 5'5"?
Surprisingly short. Yeah, he was probably like 5'5". And he was real nice and everything, but I was real self-conscious. I was the only guy in this place, and there were about 2,000, you know, like silver-haired bigwigs
right.
mingling around. A lot of minks around the women's mm-hmm. shoulders, you know, a lot of stoles and things like that. I was the only person in there wearing jeans.
Oh, no.
I know it.
At least a jacket, right?
No jacket. I was not wearing a jacket. I just thank God I was wearing a button-down shirt instead of this Ben Orr shirt that I'm wearing right now.
Ben Orr.
Yeah.
With a mullet.
Yeah. I was the only one wearing jeans, and I was so self-conscious about that. I didn't belong there to begin with, because... And you look at all these people and you're going, wow, there's a secret world in Dallas.
Oh,
people,
yeah.
Of people that God has smiled upon.
You know what? They all came our way. It was last week. It may have been last Friday. There was an opera show or some tenor was here. And you should have seen the way people dress for that as compared to like people going to the Rush show, which was last week as well.
How about the Bocelli
show?
There
was a difference?
Yeah, yeah. Bocelli. Oh, my God. Yeah, there was a massive difference. But those people, they love to dress up.
No matter how I'm dressed in those circles, I'm underdressed because I'm me filling out those clothes.
Yeah. Here's a tip, too, that I'd like to give everybody, as I do daily. But if you're ever invited to a wedding that's black tie.
Black tie. It's easy top reference.
Don't do it.
What?
Either you can go, you're allowed to go, but don't go rent a tux or put on a tux. Because people that have black tie weddings are garbage. Okay.
Why do you say that?
It's not right. You're not supposed to have a black tie wedding. You're supposed to just have a wedding and let people show up. I'm not saying you got to wear jorts and tank tops,
mm-hmm.
but isn't that really presumptuous of you to think that...
To have a black tie wedding?
Yes. That everyone can just go out and get themselves a tux.
Yeah, you are burdening your invitees.
You are.
And I don't think I've ever known or even heard of a black tie wedding.
I was invited to one, and I wore just a coat and tie.
What haughty friend of yours threw a black tie wedding?
Is this Nedlington?
No, Mac Brown was there.
Wait, though. Wait, that's the guy's first name is Nedlington?
Yeah, Nedlington Shermeyerson. But yeah.
I learned the hard way never to invite Dave Lane to a wedding. He shows up with his grape cluster bagged back behind him. He has like a velvet pouch for his grape cluster to ride in.
His formal pouch.
He walks around like
black tie pouch.
He walks around like a carriage horse with his bag back behind him.
Do you remember
his grape cluster of hemorrhoids?
Do you remember at my wedding what happened with him and his wife at the time, I think?
Yeah. I don't know if I remember
this. That she ate it
this.
On the dance floor, like ate it.
Like fell down?
Big time.
Like
yeah.
Blood? Okay.
In front of everyone. It was awesome. No, I don't know about blood.
Why was it awesome?
You know.
What, you didn't care for her?
No. I mean, it was just funny to see a female fall down.
Huh.
It was really
like
funny.
A feminist.
Really funny to see her do it.
So she fell down, and knowing her, she found some way to blame him.
David! You're supposed to catch me! You're just always over there fiddling with your grape cluster! Your beloved grape cluster! Do you have sour cream in your pocket?
Okay, that's another story that only me and about two other people get that reference.
Are you still eating sour cream?
Tell everyone that story.
No.
Why?
Dave was not... He was trying to lose weight, and mm-hmm. I support her in trying to get cholesterol and fatty foods off his diet. So much so that he might want to slap something out of his hand.
So here's Dave Lane, a good friend of ours. He used to work a lot here on the station. I hope P1s remember him. But so he's got a quesadilla that he has slathered on probably a ramekin's worth of sour cream on the top of one triangle of quesadilla.
Right.
And it's going towards his mouth. Uh-huh. And right before it enters that gaping maw, she snatches it out of his hand and I believe with her finger scrapes the sour cream off onto his plate and then puts the quesadilla back in his hand.
No, shoves it in his mouth. You eat it this way. You eat it clean or you don't eat it at all. You fat ass.
As all the friends just kind of go silent and start staring down at their own plates. And
of lard.
Yeah, the beginning of this domestic situation that's
anyway,
blossoming.
Who wants an apple teeny?
Oh, is this his first wife?
No.
My first Dave Lane wife.
No.
And now we are off. That is exactly the tone I was looking for. We now go to Donovan, Norm, and George, who made up the morning show, and they stuck with the regular morning show staple of musing in the news.
Number nine!
Okay, first a serious story. We had a escapee from Parkland Memorial Hospital last night. This is a capital murder suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And they went on a large manhunt right up and down the Stemmons corridor right outside our studios. And they surrounded this van last night about 9:30 near Harry Hines and Oak Lawn Avenue. And this suspect, or this, he is a capital murder suspect. This is the guy who allegedly, although he admitted it, killed that poor girl in Carrollton. He first sexually assaulted her, allegedly. She was going to testify against him, so then he went through this phony story on Facebook and lured her into his van and then went and shot her. It was terribly detailed how he did it.
Now, was...
For some reason, he was at Parkland, and authorities have not explained why he was at Parkland on Tuesday night for treatment, but he escaped. And they quickly found him, I guess, after several hours, and they say that this was a armed standoff with police.
He swiped the deputy's gun.
Yeah.
So one of the cops, I guess, watching him or whatnot, he took the gun, took off, and that's when they had the manhunt. Now, was that his girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not his girlfriend
that's
at all.
I heard that, you know, he's 30 and she's 16. She was 16, and that was his...
He assaulted her as not... No, she was not consensual for her whatsoever. And then she was going to testify against him. And then when he heard that, he thought he would shoot her.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we know someone who's friends of that family of the victim. And they're, you know, obviously devastated.
Sure.
And this guy was out. Why the heck was he in the hospital, and how did he pull this off?
Well, I don't know.
At least they got him. And he's back in custody, and $2 million bail, I guess, has been set. So that could have been really bad if he was still out and still missing. Okay, Bobcats in Frisco. We got live action. They've captured...
Charlotte? Charlotte's playing Frisco?
No.
Oh!
No.
That is such a dad sports
joke. That is a dad sports
joke.
Wow. No, real live Bobcats.
Live action!
They've captured 10 of them in the last 6 months, and they've caged them.
I've had them in my backyard.
Yeah, you live in southern
Denton
County.
Little Elm, which is the other side of the lake from Frisco, runs into Little Elm.
Well, that's scary, especially if you have a pet.
Right, because they will take out a cat or a dog.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But they do say, though, that bobcats get blamed for a lot of coyote and owl crime.
That's owl?
Owls, oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase before, owl crime.
Yeah.
Now, what will the owl do?
They'll take off a kitten, a small dog, absolutely.
An owl?
Who?
So I have a little Yorkie.
Oh, God.
Norm, what is wrong with you?
But not only in Frisco.
We're not handling this morning shift very well.
It's horrible.
Thank you.
Bobcats in Plano, spotted in Dallas. Norm's seen them at his house. I see them all the time out where I live.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time, but I see them. We have coyotes. And here's the thing. How far in to the near downtown do you have to be before you can shoot one of these things? Because in Murphy, there's controversy there. They caged one. And the police officer shot it in the cage.
What? He shot it in the cage?
Yeah.
We've got to talk.
All these other bobcats, they're relocating, you know, taking them out to the wilderness.
Right.
But this dude Murphy just capped him in the cage. But I guarantee you, our friend Walt Garrison, he lives out near me. If there's a bobcat on his property, he would probably take out his rifle or his shotgun and make him die of lead poisoning. But how close to the city do you have to be before you can do that?
That's a good question. And do those locations change? Like, it used to be Maud was okay to get after a bobcat, but it isn't okay in Allen anymore, now that a lot of people have moved in there?
You can shoot
them in Allen now?
Back in the day in Frisco, that used to be a little town.
Oh, yeah.
There was nobody lived in Frisco. That was a little 2A school.
I think the most afraid I've been, I saw a... Pretty large possum in my backyard, and my little 6-pound dog was trying to get after it. I was
afraid that's live action.
The possum was going to just kill my little dog.
Nah, possum. Well, I don't know. Possum could. They bit your dog, maybe?
I'd shoot him away after.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah.
Really?
I've been having a dog for 8 years. What are you talking about?
He has a small racist dog.
I do not have a racist dog.
A horrible dog.
Does your dog hate white people?
No! He hates everyone!
Okay.
Really hates white people.
Because I've told you before, I've had dogs that have been racist before.
You have not told me that, no.
Oh, I haven't?
No.
Well, they'd never seen a black man until a repairman came over one day.
And he just went after him, huh?
And ironically, our dog was named Bo Jackson. But yeah.
That's the throw.
It was ugly. It was ugly. Okay, Norm, this is a story for you. Wheels off a drug story. Yeah, a man traveling through the Tucson International Airport called police and asked if an officer could write a note to the local cartel explaining that he lost $20,000 in drug money.
Do they have a mailing address for them?
Well,
local
I don't know.
Local cartel, 105 Harris Court.
The dude lost $20,000.
That's a lot of coin.
So as he's going through the airport, he calls police and says, hey, you need to help me out here. Could you say that you seized my money? Because
he's going to die if he doesn't have that 20 grand.
So you think he's an idiot, but really, did he make the right call? He got arrested on suspicion of money laundering and racketeering. They searched a suitcase and personal property. They found $17,000 in $100 bills.
That's a good call. That's, you know what, you might think he's dumb on the surface.
So he'll do some time, but then when he gets out, though, the cartel's still going to
Forget about him.
The cartel will kill him in prison.
I was just about to ask,
he's going
to
turn red.
How safe do you think the man is in the Huskow?
Huskow? No, dead. He's dead in jail.
I'm guessing he's either dead
or... prison expert, Tom Gribble.
Thank you.
See, here's the problem. Everyone thinks they're a prison expert. And you're right. Because of TV shows, everyone thinks they're a prison expert, drug expert.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
And all these shows, and I don't know if that makes y'all a expert on anything. It's TV.
I haven't claimed to be an expert at anything.
I know. I'm sorry I'm yelling at you.
You're looking right at me, just spitting venom.
Would you want to be in prison with the nickname Jub Jub?
No.
Is that a question?
Yes.
No, I don't want to be in prison.
Okay.
At all?
With any sort of name.
I think you'd be okay in prison, George. You know, just whip out the guitar, start singing a little bit, entertain everyone. You'll be
fine.
No
one in prison wants to hear that.
They do. George.
Yeah.
They'd like you a lot.
Get your violin out.
Hi, you're on the Tom Show.
Start rolling it out. You'll be good. Norm will be the king in prison. I feel that if we had everyone...
See, here's Donnie saying that he knows what's going on in prison.
No, I'm saying if you get all the ticket hosts and you throw them in jail,
mm-hmm.
I think Norm would be the king.
He would be dead in 2 days.
No, he wouldn't.
He would drive everybody crazy.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd be asking to borrow stuff. Do you mind? I know you stole a knife from the cafeteria the other day. Can I borrow that, pal? I got to open some mail.
He'd take his food back up. I found a worm in my grits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd complain about the food service.
If I have to eat this pig slop one more day.
And then someone would knife him.
George, you make a compelling case. Rich Phillips talks about thrash metal next on Sports Radio 1310 Tickets, Ticket Top 10.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, we try to recover from White Elephant Day. And we'll have Troy Aikman on with us at 7:55. So you wake up early with us. Dunham and Miller, the Great Gordo, 5:30 to 10.
The following is a heartwarming holiday message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
How'd you like to spend Christmas?
If you want to keep your ticket P1 status, then remember, December is... Don't let your wife or girlfriend listen to that crappy Christmas music station month.
Here comes Santa Claus.
There's a time and a place for everything. And real ticket P1 men know that now is not the time and this is not the place for sappy Christmas songs. Wait until the Yuletide log is lit and Santa is shimmying down the chimney. That's all code, by the way. Before Christmas bells begin ringing. Meanwhile, we've got sports problems to solve. Like, what about eggnog? Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Here comes Santa. Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
Kidde, the leading manufacturer of home fire safety products, including the new worry-free sealed battery smoke alarms, is giving our listeners a chance to win $100,000 by playing the Kidde Fire Safety Challenge game. Just bring up your streaming player and click on the Kidde banner now, or visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play. That's K-I-D-D-E, KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com. You'll have fun and learn some life-saving fire safety facts while entering to win the $100,000 prize. Remember, this is a top home fire season, and Kidde wants you to have a happy and safe holiday. Make sure you have a smoke alarm on every floor of your home. So click on the banner now and visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play the game and register for your chance to win big. It's brought to you by Kidde, technology that saves lives. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, open to all legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends 12/23. For details and official rules, visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared now through December 24th and receive a free Pandora holiday ornament for your tree, a $30 value, with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more, while supplies last.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Are you sick of cigarettes ruling your life? Tired of the yellow teeth and shortness of breath? Think nothing out there works? Think again. Introducing Miraset, the all-new revolutionary solution to stop smoking forever. Miraset is an all-natural spray registered with the FDA, created from homeopathic ingredients. Miraset suppresses your nicotine cravings and withdrawal symptoms, allowing your body to reprogram itself to remove the crave forever. Former longtime smokers are marveling over the effectiveness of Miraset. Randy writes, "I've tried several stop smoking products without any success. After trying Miraset, my overall health is so much better, and my urges have gone away. Miraset is not a temporary solution with harmful side effects like some of these other products. It is an all-natural and permanent solution to stop smoking for good. Order your one-month supply of Miraset today to end the nicotine addiction for only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. We care about restoring your health. Order Miraset now and stop smoking forever.
Call 800-394-6149. That's 800-394-6149. 800-394-6149.
I'm G.C. Fleming, and I'll tell you what familiar face is greeting the Mavs tonight next on the Ticket Ticker.
You've told yourself you'll stop abusing drugs and alcohol, but you haven't stopped. This is Pat Summerall. Don't wait till drug and alcohol abuse is controlling your life. Get help at Sante Center for Healing. You can call Sante Center right now and speak with a counselor. It's free and confidential. Imagine your life clean and sober. Call Sante Center for Healing at 1-800-258-4250, 1-800-258-4250, or online at santecenter.com.
Sundown at Granada has free live music 7 nights a week starting at 11 p.m., along with $3 beers on Sunday. Sundown at Granada. For more information, visit sundownatgranada.com.
Ticket Sports News Now.
Ticket Ticker!
The Mavericks end their stretch of one game in six nights against the Clippers. This Ticket Ticker is a service of Shellback Caribbean Rum and Sneaky Pete's. This will be Dallas' first chance to see Lamar Odom since their halftime outburst, or since the halftime outburst that got him kicked off of the Mavericks. He has managed to reach even lower than his Dallas nadir this season with the Clippers, averaging 2 points and three rebounds in 14 minutes a night. Tip-off for that game is at 9:30. The Cowboys play center Phil Costa on injured reserve today. He's missed the last six games with a dislocated ankle. They signed tackle Darian Weems off the Denver practice squad to fill Costa's spot. And with rumors swirling, John Daniels said today that he feels very strongly that Elvis Andrus will be the opening day shortstop for your Texas Rangers. He said it would be a very unique offer indeed that could pry away the man blocking Jurickson Profar, and that they have not had such an offer yet. That's Ticket Ticker, a service of IdealGolfer.com, where you can play the golf, where you can play golf courses for at least 50% off. Sign up for free for big golf discounts at IdealGolfer.com. Your next Ticket Ticker is at 8:50. I'm TC Fleming. Remind the V1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
This is the Ticket Top 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, I'm T.C. Fleming. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And we go now to the afternoon drive presentation of this White Elephant Day. That was Rich Phillips, Bob Sturm, and Ty Walker. Rich takes this opportunity to ruminate on a couple of the issues surrounding his love of thrash metal.
Number 8!
So, this is Lamb of God. My favorite song by them, by the way. Power ballad, Laid to Rest. And they're coming to town. They were on Biggest Show Coming to Town yesterday.
Where are they playing? Grand Prairie?
No, they're actually playing at the place down by Gillies down here. The Palladium, I believe, is where they're playing at. So I got to thinking about this, and I was thinking, and with Bob being on the show today, it's a perfect time to bring this up. So, now, I didn't listen to these guys when I was in high school because they weren't around yet.
Okay.
But I listened to plenty of other music of that ilk because these guys kind of are the thrash metal band of today. There's plenty of them like Slayer and Metallica and Megadeth and Anthrax, the big four there that I grew up with, and Iron Maiden. And I look back at some of those things, and when I listen to Lamb of God today, I think, now are all these 16-year-old kids that are going to be at that show Friday night, they in on it? Are they in on the bit? They understand it?
What is there to understand?
Well, I mean, because, you know, they sing about some very
besides
dark
hilarious
topics. Yeah. And, you know, I'm very devilish,
that
if
they,
you will.
That they know it's a bit and it's not like this is the way these guys live their life.
Correct. Because it is. It's a bit. With Slayer, it's a bit. Most of the bands that do this, it's a bit.
Gwar.
And when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, I was in on the bit. I knew it.
You were aware of the bit.
But I don't know if everybody... So... Yeah, yeah, pull that down, why don't you there, okay? So I missed a few there towards the end of this.
How would you know?
Because I know the song.
Okay, how would anyone else know?
When I was listening
nobody's
to this
gonna
stuff...
Nobody's going to write a letter to the station about that getting through.
When I was listening to this stuff as a kid, my parents didn't pay any attention to it.
Like, they did not monitor or care about what you listened to? Is that what you're saying?
Just turn it down was all I ever got.
Is it because they trusted you enough to know... Right, what was right, and that it was a bit, or that they just didn't care?
I hope so. I hope that's the way they felt about it. Because, see, Bob, you're the complete opposite, right?
Yeah, to a point. Sure.
I mean, I was shocked the one day that you informed us that the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition got confiscated.
Yeah, but that was like sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
Like, at what point do you just turn over girly magazines to your son? Even the most liberal families have to have some line age limit where they're like, look, he's a little young for this.
But your parents were monitoring your music much more.
Yeah, oh
they?
No, my well, they tried as well as they could, but I think at some point they gave it up and said, okay, as long as he's not cranking it from his bedroom, what he listens to, he's gonna have to be a bigger boy.
My parents paid no attention to what I listened to.
I think don't we all have real flimsy parental messages that we discarded no matter how old we were?
Oh, yeah.
I think mine was the claim that my dear mom made. And I don't like to revisit these with them because it's too tense. Like, you talk about it on the radio and you feel like it's a safe place, but if you talk about it with them in the room, you feel like you're either A, hurting their feelings, or B, starting an argument or something, so you just talk about it on the radio to everyone that may or may not have ever met your mom. And her real flimsy one wasn't music-oriented, it was movie-oriented. That whatever movie you would go see helped pay for, like, adult movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were funding the porn industry or you know, I guess it all led back to porn. But in my little kid head, I guess I thought also violent movies or, you know, if I think the... Oh, my gosh, dude. How long are we going with this music? But just movies that, like, you would go to see, let's say, Star Wars or let's say Gremlins or whatever the generic kid movie that you wanted to see at the time was, and it funded all of Hollywood's filth. And I didn't buy that when I was 8 years old, and I don't buy that today. I'm sure it does... No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. But she would throw it out there, and you were your kid, so you were supposed to. You're supposed to buy it. You're supposed to believe what they said because they said so. That was generally the fallback for any parent was because we say so, right?
Sure.
It's their house.
I do the same
under
thing
my roof,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm listening to this in high school.
What?
This is high school right here. This is Slayer right here. This is the heart of high school. A song called War Ensemble.
And it
off of the
so
album
every
Seasons
time,
in the Abyss.
And every time you have this on, you say to yourself, this is enjoyable and pleasant.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No matter the circumstance,
you don't like it?
It's always, this always fits nicely.
No, and,
always,
and I no. sense, I no. sense you in particular, I don't want to speak for everyone at that concert, but I sense you in particular play it and then kind of look around the room like, I like it. Let's see how you react to this.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost a, you're almost doing it to see what people will say. Almost like the guy who wears crazy clothes or the guy with the mohawk. He's not doing it because he loves mohawks. He's doing it to get a rise out of everyone else in the room or in the area.
I do that?
No, no. I'm just saying that's a look in your face right now that you're...
I like seeing your reaction to these things, yes.
I don't know what you expect me to react, except I can't see trying to read a book to this. I can't see...
I can. I've done it. Yeah.
No, you've never read
this. I do it
this.
On the airplane all the time.
Wow.
You listen to this on an airplane reading a book?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Sure.
How can you concentrate?
Because... It's relaxing.
Does this stuff all sound the same to you, Rich?
No.
It all sounds unique and different?
Uh-huh. It is not relaxing.
Can you hear what they're saying?
Sure.
Do you like go online and try to figure out the lyrics?
Occasionally.
Do you listen to other music ever?
Sure.
Do you listen to music like with a melody?
And
with
it a has
hook,
a melody.
With a hook?
Yeah. Iron Maiden has plenty of melodies. Uh-huh. Trust me.
I like Iron Maiden.
Okay.
Where's wifey at on all this?
Yeah. She pays no attention. I'm not going to Lamb of God Friday night because... It's our wedding anniversary. And that just ain't
gonna
fly.
That's commitment.
That just ain't gonna fly. Not gonna happen.
So she didn't say, look, I understand this is more important.
I didn't even bother.
Okay.
I didn't even bother.
How is she with your music?
She pays no attention to it.
Like did you get together because of music?
Not
that
at
happens
all.
So often.
Not at all.
Like you met her at a Lamb of
met
God
her in
concert?
The mosh pit.
No. Met her at a radio station.
Met
actually.
Her in the holding cell at the venue.
I'll beat up both of you.
I met her at a radio station, actually.
Oh, yeah?
KNTU at North Texas.
What was she doing?
She DJed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I did sports.
You definitely did
I think
do
I was
sports.
Up there after a Crum High School basketball game one night, as a matter of fact.
Does this guy know how to party or what? Gordon Keith had the 10 to noon slot here on White Elephant Day, and as tends to be the case for 10 to noon hosts, he leaned heavily on his callers.
Number 7!
All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to James in Rockwall. Hi, you're on with Gordon Keith first by name. I didn't go to the other callers by name. Hey, James.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Jub, Sweaty Taint, and More Jer, please.
More Jer. First time that's ever been said on the air. Tracy in Dallas, please be a girl. Hi, Tracy. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, yes! Yeah! Yeah! We need some estrogen in here.
I was calling to wish you a happy Ramadan.
Well, is today Ramadan?
I have no idea, but I wanted to be politically correct, and everybody's always... saying that we're not, you know, that we're afraid to say what's really out there for this holiday season, and I think we forget Ramadan.
You know, speaking of Christmas, how big are your up tops?
I think you know.
Ooh, I think I know. So do I know you, Tracy?
Maybe.
Interesting.
From a previous life.
Is this bong hit, Tracy?
Maybe.
Wow. I don't know if anyone...
The name that you guys gave me so affectionately that I can't seem to shake yet.
Right. This, Tracy, you've been calling since I was on Nights, I believe, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Which, a couple decades ago. So that means you got 20 years on you, and I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
That just means that I need to get a life, I guess.
Did you ever get rid of that boyfriend who sat around smoking pot and playing video games all day?
As a matter of fact, I married him, but he doesn't live here. He lives in another state, so things are good.
You're still married to him?
Uh-huh, yes.
But you guys are open and free to explore life?
If you want to put it that way, sure.
Does he see other women?
No.
Do you see other men?
No.
Are you willing to see other men?
Only bearded ones.
God, I can't think of anyone.
I can't either.
I know. I'll brainstorm and have to get back with you.
Okay.
All right, Tracy. I still love you.
I love you.
Bye.
That's all right.
Did you say stay hard?
Yes, I said it first and then stay hard.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tracy. Cletus and Mesquite, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and you're going to be my last caller before I tell this Jimmy Kimmel story next. Hi, Cletus.
Why does Jody Jubb Chirp Chirp hate vaginal sliced bonbon so much?
I think just because it beats us down every single time it's still being said.
And it will continue.
That's right. You're the guy, right?
Indeed.
I can tell from your voice you're the guy who gets in every single week on biggest show voting and e-break voting, and you say that.
It's magic.
Why do you do it?
Bloody pants. Says I love you?
Somehow that's an incomplete explanation.
Is it?
Yeah. Will you do me a favor?
Hey, show work.
Put a bag over your head and duct tape it.
Okay.
That was easy. Thanks, Cletus.
Man, it's kind of weird to hear that guy saying anything other than vaginal slice born. And you know what else? I don't think his name is Cletus. Corby Davidson goes behind the brag next on Sports Radio 1310 Tickets, Ticket Top 10.
The Ticket.
We start with countdown to kickoff 2 hours before every Cowboys game, then our post-game show afterwards. And that's just the beginning of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket's Cowboys coverage. Donovan Miller visit the NFL Network's Michael Lombardi Tuesday mornings at 7:55. All-Pro tight end Jason Witten talks with Bad Radio Tuesdays at 12:50. Troy Aikman lays out HSOs with Donovan Miller Thursday mornings at 7:55. And Dallas Morning News beat writer David Moore pops on 8 times a week with the Ranch Report. Behind-the-scenes insight from Cowboy Central. Add to that 5 plays you may have missed, picks against the P1, and Homer Call. And you've got Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
Go Cowboys!
All season long. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're also on 99.5 HD2.
Looking for the best in automation and home theater solutions? Well, people across the United States have selected Star Power's award-winning team to design and install the perfect choices in high-performance audio and video. They can even build your dream room complete with custom leather seating. Nobody gives you the star treatment quite like Star Power, because at Star Power, you're the star. So discover Star Power and turn your entertainment dreams into reality. Visit one of our 3 locations in North Dallas, Knox and Cole, and Southlake.
Star Power, voted best in America.
Do you know your number? Call OT Center to get your levels checked. 972-570-5698.
American Leak Detection.
Hi, I'm Bobby Nell, one of the owners of American Leak Detection. For 25 years, American Leak has been using the latest technology to find and repair leaks in pools, spas, and under slabs with little or no destruction to your property. So next time you suspect you have a leak in your pool or home, call the company that has been finding leaks longer than anyone else, American Leak Detection. Call 800-605-6443.
American Leak Detection.
Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez. It is boxing's greatest rivalry. 3 fights, 36 rounds, no clear victor. Now, Pacquiao and Marquez will enter the ring to write the final chapter.
The crowd's on its feet. He's got to fight him, baby.
Pacquiao versus Marquez for Saturday, December 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Plus, don't miss the finale of 24/7, Pacquiao Marquez 4, this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Fight fans, the time has come with Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez stepping into the ring this Saturday, December 8th, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Their three previous matchups have left many people in the boxing world wondering who really took the fight. But now, they're looking to settle the score and close the book on one of boxing's fiercest rivalries. Both guys are looking for a knockout to make sure all questions will finally be answered. Don't miss Pacquiao versus Marquez 4, Saturday, December 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Kidde, the leading manufacturer of home fire safety products, including the new worry-free sealed battery smoke alarms, is giving our listeners a chance to win $100,000 by playing the Kidde Fire Safety Challenge game. Just bring up your streaming player and click on the Kidde banner now, or visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play. That's K-I-D-D-E, KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com. You'll have fun and learn some life-saving fire safety facts while entering to win the $100,000 prize. Remember, this is a top home fire season, and Kidde wants you to have a happy and safe holiday. Make sure you have a smoke alarm on every floor of your home. So click on the banner now and visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play the game and register for your chance to win big. It's brought to you by Kidde, technology that saves lives. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, open to all legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends 12/23. For details and official rules, visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com.
It's Charlie Robinson, live at the historic Granada Theater on Saturday, December 15th. Tickets start at just $20.
Ghost bar light, bar bright, first bar that I see.
Shine
tonight.
Those boots, dress your party pants, and join us for Charlie Robinson, along with local favorites Rodney Parker and 50 Peso Reward and Statesboro Review. Bring all your friends for a great night of live music at the Granada Theater.
Ghost bar light, bar bright, first bar that I
Bandera, Texas's own country renegade storyteller, Charlie Robinson, live at the historic Granada Theater on Saturday, December 15th. And there are more great shows coming soon to the Granada Theater, including New Year's Eve with Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights and the Quaker City Nighthawks and James McMurtry on January 18th. More music? There's free live music at Sundown Next Door nightly at 11 p.m. For more info and to buy your tickets to see Charlie Robinson live on Saturday, December 15th at the Granada Theater, visit GranadaTheater.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Hey, how's it going? The Mavericks begin a three-game road trip against the Clippers at 9:30. This ticker, by the way, is brought to you by Sneaky Pete's. Sneaky Pete's. That's the right one. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Knicks secured a last-second win over the... they won 198 over the Bobcats with a J.R. Smith jumper at the final bell. Very exciting. The Pacers beat the Blazers 99-92, and the Bucks lead the Spurs 64-57 at the moment. There are 8 minutes left in the third quarter of that game. DeMarco Murray sat out Cowboys practice today, but he said he expects to return tomorrow and hopes to play against the Bengals. That's probably a good chance of that happening, because they said the rest of today was just more of a precaution. Last Sunday was Murray's first game back after a sprained foot held him out since mid-October. Also, speaking of injuries, the Vikings placed Percy Harvin on injury reserve today. He'd missed the last three games with a severely sprained ankle. That's Ticket Ticker, a service to the ranch report. Get the latest on the boys. The Ticket Ranch supports this season. Brought to you by Pack and Stack Self Storage, Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, and the Striker Get Around Knee. Your next Ticket Ticker is at 9:10. I'm TZ Fleming, one of the P1s to B1s. You just didn't turn up, you're wrong. Sports Radio 1310 Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS Mothership, this is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. The Ticket Top 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hello, I'm TC Fleming. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and one of the hosts of our noon to three shift here on White Elephant Day has a bit of a reputation for being cocky. Actually, now that I think about it, it probably applies to both of them, but I mean Corby Davidson. He was joined by Sean Bass today, and Sean goes through a couple of the choice cuts of what's known as the Corby bragging rotator and asks Corby, what's the context behind what you said?
Number six!
There's one that just sort of is like the mother of
the TCU
of all,
one?
Yes.
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
God, there's so much there, and the fact that you say, really.
You want to know what that is? Where that came from?
Oh, I'm sure it's because you've been in Dallas for 20 years, and look at you.
So,
you're a handsome man.
That stems from a trip that me and a friend of mine and our wives took to Cancun, or Coon, as the natives call it. Cancun. Huh. And we were out on the beach all day, and my buddy and I wandered down. This was about happy hour time. And we're just walking along the beach, and the ladies are up there getting a massage or whatever. And so we're just roaming around Cancun. And we stumble upon this bar, and it's maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. And we walk in there, and we realize very quickly that this was a college spring break scene. In particular, it was, I think, Georgia. The SEC was on spring break.
Okay.
So there were Georgia
kids.
So it was
girls of the SEC.
Yes, it was. Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss. We saw all these girls there.
Which is the hottest conference in the country.
Yeah. And so we sat there for an hour and a half, sitting on bar stools, watching probably, it was all girls.
Just people watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we never said a word. We never made eye contact with a woman because they wouldn't look at us because we're 50, you know. And we just sat there and stared like perverts. So I finally turned to my buddy. I'm like, what are we doing? Are we getting anything accomplished here? And he's like, just don't talk. Just watch. And it was, you know, it was, they've been drinking all day and they got this techno music pumping in there and they're ripping clothes off. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So I came back, was telling this story. And the bottom line was I'd never seen that many good-looking women in one place at one time.
All right.
And so I qualified that by saying, look,
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really. We live in a very attractive
yes,
area. You're right
about
that.
That's the point I'm saying, is that at TCU, in the Dallas area, for 20 years, there have been hot women everywhere, but I've never seen more hot women than at that point in my life.
Okay.
So it was congregated right there.
So we get some clarity on that. Now, I commissioned Jake to find some other classic Corby brag drops.
But that sounds terrible. It just sounds so bad. Like, and the end. I went to TCU. I lived in Dallas for 20 years. I've been hot women from blah, blah, blah. Then I'm done. Then I
really?
Walk out of the room. I just leave. And there's no clarifying. That's why I hate this place.
So I commissioned Jake to find other classics, and I'm just going to let him fire away, and we'll get the backstory from you soon.
Okay.
So I had a woman steal my umbrella today.
Oh, really?
I have no idea.
I won REM tickets on Q102 via Redbeard.
That's a highlight.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
This is when the ticket first started, and I was listening to Q102. This is in like 94. 95.
Got arrested soul, by the way.
Yes.
That was a tough day when that went off the air for me.
And so, I'm listening to Q102 and they ask an REM question for tickets to the upcoming concert at, Starplex.
You remember what it was?
It was, what country did Bill Berry have an aneurysm? It was Germany.
Okay.
And so I got in the shower. I wasn't gonna call. I got in the shower, got out of the shower. And then I heard him say again, we're still looking for the answer to the REM question. So I just called whatever number that they had and was like, yeah, I know the answer to this. And they're like, well, who is this? I'm like, my name's Corby Davidson. They go, what do you do for a living? It was him. He's like, what do you do for a living? I go, I work at another radio station. I was like, you mind not using my name? And he's like, oh, no, no, that's cool, man. The ticket's cool. That's cool. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, I won REM tickets. Man, college, I mean, I would just lay in the old waterbed.
You had a waterbed in college?
Yes. The great Craig Myers had a waterbed and didn't want it anymore. But, yeah, so I had that thing in my house on Green Street over there by school for 2 years. And here's the worst part about it. Unbeknownst to me, up until the time that I got rid of it and I gave it to a kid that was younger than me, all these people came clean saying that they would take their girlfriends over there.
Oh, gross.
And have sex on it.
Ew.
Because they wanted to know what having sex on a waterbed was like.
It's not that great.
No, but it's like, there is the...
It's intriguing.
I mean, Ry, have you?
No, I haven't, but I could see where the female would even be
It's
curious.
Interesting, right? Yeah. I mean, it's
You think
it's
there might be less work because the water is going to sway you back and forth?
You know what? The slate is wiped clean. You don't know anything.
Sure.
It could be the greatest thing ever. Or it just could be just kind of half-assed and you get moving. You're like, can we get off this thing now?
You are totally right. The intrigue is in the mystery, as is so often the case. Bob Sturm, Rich Phillips, and Ty Walker are very different individuals. I'm not sure that you could find one thing in common between them, but if you had to pick one, it might be a love of 80s wrestling. Now, I believe that Rich and Ty have stuck with this bit, but Bob has kicked the habit. Regardless, Mike Soroy has pulled together a quiz to test their knowledge on the subject.
Number five!
We'd like to introduce the three warriors stepping into the squared circle for this White Elephant pay-per-view triple threat match. First, hailing from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, by way of Tegucigalpa, Honduras, the Lynchburg Luchador, y Roberto y Esther.
Whoa.
Finishing move is the Bible thump.
Wow.
Can you just play that for us?
I'm not sure how to do it, but...
Next, coming to the ring, hailing from Arlington or somewhere in Kansas, maybe, I don't know.
Yep.
Accompanied to the ring by no females whatsoever.
Oh, no!
The ticket ticker ticking time bomb, Ty Walker.
Yay!
His finishing move is the lotion pump.
That's disgusting. Not going to deny that.
And third, coming to the ring, hailing from Auto Parts Unknown.
Yes!
5 foot 4 inches tall, 315 pounds.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Doing damage while he middle manages, pedal to the metal, heel to the steel. It's the basketball smuggler, Rich Phillips.
What's up?
Hans device is finishing move.
Hans device.
All right. Hans device. This is all gold.
That's what I worked on all day. All right, Bob versus Rich versus Ty. We have three categories here. Entrance music is category number one.
Okay.
Finishing moves, category number two. The squared circle, category three. That's just general wrestling knowledge. All of this pretty much came from the 1980s.
Good.
The one thing we figured that the three of you actually have in common is appreciation for 80s wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And then one of us stopped watching.
That's why we had to limit the game
and
to
everyone
80s.
Else kept going.
All right, we'll have Bob go first just because he was just talking there. So pick entrance music, finishing moves, or squared circle. And when you do want to chime in, just scream your name.
Entrance music, please.
Number one.
Sure.
Ty. Rich.
Ty Walker.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That is correct. Yeah. That's one for Ty. All right, Ty.
I'm so outclassed here.
Yeah, I think you might be.
Let's go squared circle.
All right, squared circle, general wrestling trivia, question one. Say your name when you want to go. Madison Square Garden, January 24th, 1984. Hulk Hogan wins the WWF title for the very first time against blank. Who did Hogan beat for his first title ever? This the easiest.
It is?
Nah, don't worry. You'll get them. Guesses Wait. Do not cost you anything.
Bob, King Kong Bundy.
Incorrect.
Rich.
Yes.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Negative.
Ty.
Go.
Bruno Sammartino.
All incorrect. It was the Iron Sheik.
Oh, dang it.
Hogan,
by the way.
Hogan, the first ever to escape the camel clutch.
Great follow on Twitter.
That really can't be him.
I kind of agree, but everyone
says it is.
It's
still funny. I think it's somebody in his camp.
I think it's verified, isn't it?
Yeah, it's somebody in his camp.
It's funny.
It's an amazing
he tweets
photo.
The way he talks.
All right, Ty has one. Nobody else has anything. Ty, you're up once again.
Let's go finishing moves.
All right, finishing moves. I'm just going to say a guy. You tell me his finishing move. Ric Flair.
Rich.
Rich.
The figure four.
Leg lock. That is correct. Point. Rich Phillips, point to the basketball smuggler.
let's stay with the same category there,
all
Mike.
Right. All right. Finishing move for this person. Shawn Michaels.
Tie. Sweet Chin Music.
Sweet Chin Music is correct. 2-1 to Bob.
I got nothing. I thought I was okay, but of course I'm not.
Ty, go ahead.
Let's go back to entrance music.
All right, entrance music, person number two.
Bob.
Come on. Macho Man.
Yes.
Oh.
Point awarded. The Macho Man. Rest in peace.
The Lynchburg Luchador. Keep going.
All right, entrance music number three, Jake.
He's just a common man.
Ty. Dusty Rhodes.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Dusty Rhodes.
Hated him.
Okay,
he had an awful build for wrestling.
300 pounds of steel and sex appeal, baby.
No.
Ty with three, Rich with two, Bob with three. Ty, you're up.
Let's go Squared Circle.
All right, Squared Circle. Jake the Snake Roberts terrified me and many opponents.
Ty. Damien.
Impressive. Correct. Damien.
What?
By draping his snake among his upon his vanquished foes, the name of the snake is Damien.
Never heard of that.
Although, a side note, Roberts may have been charged with animal abuse for starving him in the early aughts.
The Ticket's Own.
Don't worry about that.
Jake
allegedly.
The Snake Roberts was in studio with the Musers one time.
He was?
Yes.
Was Damien there?
I know he wasn't, but I got to sit right next to him.
How's he holding up?
He was not doing so well because he was coming into town to do some regional wrestling promotion in about 2000.
Mm. Oh, boy. All right, Ty, running away with this 4-2-1. Ty, you're up.
Let's go Squared Circle again.
All right, Squared Circle. WrestleMania 2 featured a battle royal with 20 participants, six of which were NFL players. Name three.
Oh, my gosh.
And this was WrestleMania 2?
Two.
Rich.
Rich.
Name three?
Yeah.
Jim McMahon?
And
no way.
Bob.
Yes.
Lawrence Taylor.
No.
Steve McMichael.
No.
Wow.
But he wrestled, he came later.
I don't have a guess.
Mongo.
All right, William the Refrigerator Perry famously participated.
Yeah.
Harvey Martin.
Really?
Yep. Bill Fralick, Russ Francis, Ernie Holmes, Jimbo Covert.
Like I would have come up with any of those.
I thought, Bob, with the NFL tie, that might be your...
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. All right, Ty, you're up again. Still leading.
Let's go Squared Circle again.
Squared Circle number four, WrestleMania 2 of 1986, an epic featuring Hogan versus Bundy, as well as the Roddy Piper versus Mr. T deal. It was held in three separate locations simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
Name those three cities. Ty.
New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Ding, ding.
Dang.
Good Lord.
He's a madman.
Dang.
Your Rain Man of wrestling.
He is whipping us here, Bob.
He just
Bob.
Hit you with the lotion pump.
Right. Watch out. You'll go blind.
All right. What do you want?
Let's go finishing moves. Oh, dear.
Oh no.
It's lotion. Right.
Finishing move for Bret the Hitman Hart.
Rich.
It was the sharpshooter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Correct.
I could see him, and I didn't think what it was.
Okay, Rich,
let's go finishing move.
Finishing move for the Honky Tonk Man.
Bob.
Bob, good enough.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
There you go.
Oh! Wow. Impressive.
Right, we have two entrance musics, one more finishing move, and one more Squared Circle. Bob, you're up.
Squared Circle.
Okay, the last one. This is a hard one. You might have to just guess. All right, what Latin WWF superstar of the 80s once played in the Canadian Football League?
God.
Translation, name any Latin wrestler from the 80s.
Bob. Santana.
Fair, good enough. Tito Santana.
Yeah, wow. Look. I didn't know that. I didn't know Tito Santana played.
I don't think he knew that either.
No, I did.
Lynchburg Luchador.
You
ties.
Think I just named Santana?
Yes, I think you did.
It's got to be one of Gonzalez.
All right, that closed out the Square Circle. So you're down to two entrance musics and one finishing move.
Entrance music.
Bob, number four.
Ty. Ted DiBiase.
That is correct.
The $1 million man.
All right, Ty, between entrance music and finishing moves.
Let's go finishing moves.
Finishing move four, Sergeant Slaughter.
Ty.
Yeah.
Cobra Clutch?
Yep, correct. Exposed for just how deep your knowledge goes.
Man, I'm proud and
ladies,
demoralized all at the same time.
There he is. You're losing
Star
my
Star Wars.
Yeah.
The WWE,
boy,
ladies.
Doesn't get any better than this. All right.
Insurmountable league, but luckily this last one is worth 10,000 points.
Wow.
Oh. This could put you over the top.
This is it. We have one more entrance theme for one more wrestler. Are you ready? All three of you ready?
Ty. Hillbilly Jim.
Good Lotion night. Pump. Your WWF
Good Lord.
World Woo. Heavyweight Champion. Ty
I kept
Walker.
Waiting for Coco Beware.
Now
I did look at him.
If we would have just played Dungeons and Dragons during this shift, it would be complete.
All right. Very nice.
Congratulations, I guess, go to Ty. Gordon Keith tells his Jimmy Kimmel story next on the Sports Radio 1310 The Tickets, Ticket Top 10.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket has hot sports opinions on the Cowboys after the boys beat the lowly Eagles to claw back to 500 at 6-6.
It keeps the mathematical hopes for the playoffs alive on this team.
DeMarco is back and makes a difference for Dallas.
It's a joke what a difference DeMarco Murray makes. You realize what that offense is capable of when he's in there.
He makes all the difference in the world for that offense. You need DeMarco Murray.
Up next on the road to take on the Bengals in Cincinnati this Sunday. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m. Post game afterwards, brought to you by Bud Light, the Cleaner Image, LP Building Products, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
It's tough being a guy. Getting older makes it tougher. You've heard about testosterone and the dreaded low T. If you are thinking about testosterone replacement therapy, you need to first consider GenoStim GS6, the 100% natural way to increase your body's own ability to produce testosterone without the risks and side effects. The Ticket's own George DiGiani and his parents.
What about eggs?
Take GenoStim GS6. Visit GenoStim.com and get the same product that George takes to improve body and mind function. A few of the possible benefits of taking GenoStim GS6 include...
What else do we have? Go down the list.
Loss of body fat, increase in lean muscle mass, more energy, better sleep, and improved sexual potency and frequency. Don't wait any longer. Visit GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.com. And take the first step to being the man you want to be. Get the energy, passion, and excitement for life you remember. GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.com. 100% money back guaranteed. To change your life.
If you're a man over 40 and have noticed a decline in energy, stamina, libido, or simply lost your get up and go, you may have low testosterone. It's estimated that 13 million men in the U.S. have low T. So call the Low T Center today to have your levels checked. Low T can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. It increases your risk for heart attack, Alzheimer's, and osteoporosis. Our experienced medical staff will educate you on the benefits and risks of testosterone replacement therapy. Men with low T experience a significant improvement in energy and quality of life through testosterone replacement. If you're tired of being tired, you owe it to yourself to get your levels checked. The Low T Center has 6 locations in DFW, now in McKinney and North Park in Dallas. Services are covered by most health insurances, and it takes just minutes to receive your results. Start feeling more energetic and start living a healthier lifestyle. Call today, 214-378-5698. That's 214-378-5698, or visit lowtcenter.com.
Hello, car fans. It's the Musers here with some exciting news from our friends at D&M Leasing. Just in time for the holidays, D&M Leasing is offering no payments for 60 days on all qualifying EZ leases.
Remember, with the EZ lease from D&M Leasing, you get the lowest rates offered by any consumer leasing company. Also, with the EZ lease, there are no early termination fees or penalties if you decide to opt out of your lease.
EZ leases can be written on new or pre-owned vehicles, making it easier to find a vehicle to fit your budget. Don't put off getting your new vehicle. Get it today and make no payments until 2013.
It's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing your local area code and then 35 lease. That's 35LEASE, or visit them online, dmautoleasing.com. Tell them D&M sent you to D&M Leasing. The call is free. Not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy at D&M
Center. This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like a Cabela's new Hunting Expeditions video game from just $29.99, and save $15 on flannel or fleece-lined jeans for the family, or give Cabela's gift cards. And don't miss Doorbusters early this Saturday. Hurry in to Cabela's in Allen and Fort Worth. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
I'm TC Fleming, and I'll get you ready for this Mavericks game next on the Ticket Ticker.
Bob's Steak and Shop Out just won the Reader's Choice Award for Best Steakhouse in the Metroplex from D Magazine. And now, there's another Bob's in the world. There's a Bob's in Austin. Are you headed to Austin? Right there at 301 Lavaca in the heart of downtown, the corner of 3rd and Lavaca. There's Bob's Steak and Chop House. Expect the same fantastic food, the wonderful non-intrusive service, the tremendous decor, and that Bob's in Austin on Lavaca has a rooftop bar. With Bob's, it always starts with the quality of ingredients. Bob's, from its very inception, has bought USDA corn-fed prime steaks. That's in the top 2% of all beef in America. A fantastic meal starts with fantastic ingredients. And the fantastic meals at Bob's come at tremendous value prices also. You can go to the new one in Austin or any of the five area locations of Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Ticket Sports News now. Ticket Ticker!
The Mavericks end their stretch of one game in 6 days tonight against the Clippers. This will be Dallas' first chance to put an elbow into Lamar Odom since his Mavericks stint ended so ignominiously. Odom has managed to reach even lower than his Dallas nadir this season, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds in 14 minutes a night. Tip-off is in just minutes. The Cowboys found themselves in an open spot on the practice squad yesterday when the Raiders signed Jamise Olawale from them. They have filled it today by signing tight end Chase Ford. He's an undrafted rookie from Miami who has spent time with Philadelphia. Chase Ford, now a Cowboy. The college football coaching carousel continued to spin today. Sonny Dykes, the son of Rager Dykes Auto Group mogul Spike Dykes, has accepted the top job at Cal. He was previously the head coach at Louisiana Tech. Charlie Strong has reportedly turned down the Tennessee job and is finalizing an extension with Louisville. And Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy is also said to be doing the same. He's working out an extension to stay with the Pokes. That's Ticket Ticker. Your next one's at 9:30. I'm TC Fleming, my name is P1 Spielin. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
This is the Ticket Top 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, I'm TC Fleming. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and I just want to say thank you to Man's Best Friend and the Don Davis Auto Group. Gordon Keith filled in for Norm today on White Elephant Day. He had the 10 until noon slot by himself, and he used it in part to tell the story of meeting Jimmy Kimmel. That is what he did yesterday. Now, I do want to warn you as you listen to this that you may be waiting for a point at the end whenever he has a twist or maybe gives you some sort of reason why he's telling this story. And that never comes. So do not be listening to this looking for the end point. I think then you'd be very disappointed. If you just look at it as a list of Gordon telling you what he did yesterday, you might enjoy it a lot more and find it to be a very good piece of entertainment.
Number four!
So I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I'm going to promote this because it's on my TV station. I say my TV station. I have no ownership of it whatsoever. But Channel 8's a station that I do a lot of work for, and Jimmy Kimmel's on that station. He's on ABC. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's show is moving to 10:35 from its, what is it now? I don't even know what it is. What it is. I'm so
I'm usually asleep by then. I think 11:30.
But later? That much later?
It might be 11. It's after Nightline, I think.
Yeah. So he's going to move to 10:35, which will put him head-to-head with David Letterman and Jay Leno. So it's a big move for Kimmel. So Kimmel and his people decide they're going to go to the top five markets in this great land of America and, you know, do some handshaking and, you know, talk with the station operators in the top five markets and, you know, have a lunch with people in those five markets. Well, yesterday was his Dallas day, and Dallas was his last stop on that little tour. And so Channel 8, the GM over at Channel 8, the horribly inept Mike Devlin, I don't know how this man has a job, but anyway, he's the GM over there, and he invites me to, you know, come to this luncheon, and it's set up to where I'm going to interview Jimmy Kimmel. He does an interview, I think, with Dale, does some promos with Dale and Pete for our Big D NYE show that comes up on New Year's Eve, and then he's going to be interviewed by me. So, for the first time, now, and I've done several of these P1s, some P1s have at least seen some of these celebrity-type interviews that I do. A lot of them are up on YouTube. You can see them. You can see me fail in a completely different medium. But, so I've done a lot of these things, but this was the first time in all these years that I've done this, that I was asked to submit my questions beforehand.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
They asked you to plan?
They asked me to plan.
Oh, God.
Not knowing that this is not in my constitution to be able to plan, as is evidenced by this show that you're listening to right now. States Exhibit 1A. I'm submitting this 10 to noon show. I don't plan. So I have, and this is like a month in advance, and I'm having to come up with, what are you going to ask Jimmy Kimmel? And so I have to dash off a list of questions. ABC kicked back two of them. And there were very odd objections. I mean, it would be like, one of them was, I remember one of them was something along the lines of, other than, I think it was, other than the unpleasantness of my odor, what's the thing you're going to remember most about Dallas? You know, silly kind of just throwaway question, innocuous, like no harm done. Right. And they said, and this is his producer, this is the producer of the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I think she was the one handling this.
Oh, she.
Yeah, says, you know, we just kind of, you know, I don't know about that one. We're trying to get away from the man show type stuff. And I didn't know that was man show type stuff, but okay. And I made the alterations because they were kind enough about the other questions and so on. So I amended it, and yesterday's the big day, so it's noontime. I have to go down to just right across the way from our ticket studios to Victory Park, studios of Channel 8, where they do their evening news. And they've cleared out all the stuff in the television studio, and there are all these round tables draped with dark tablecloths with beautiful floral centerpieces, and it is a sit-down meal for about 100 people. All the higher-ups from ABC, not only from Dallas, but also affiliate relations people. You have Jimmy Kimmel's people there, and it's a big deal. It's big doings. Well, before the sit-down dinner, there's kind of, he's meeting and greeting and then doing these little interviews beforehand. So the interviews are front-loaded into this experience. And initially, they're going to have Jimmy and I in this little lobby area, this room that is so small, it's basically, it would be like Mike Reiner's walk-in closet, okay?
Oh, dear.
So big for a closet, small for a regular room. And we're going to do it in that, and they have us on this couch. Okay, and I look at this, and this makes me a little nervous, because sitting right next to each other facing the camera is odd to do an interview. You kind of want to be in chairs that are pointed in towards each other where you're talking to the interviewee. So I sit on this couch, Jer, and I sink down into it by about 3 feet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So you just kind of sit there, your feet are kind of up in the air like, help me.
Yes. So you basically see the bottoms of my shoes and then my face in between them. And I'm like, this ain't going to work, you know. And meanwhile, with time's ticking, the interview's coming up. You know, we're just a few moments away from this thing. He hasn't arrived yet. I'd already had a few interfacings with him in the makeup room that were very quick, but they were pleasant, you know. He was nice. Tell you one thing. When I first saw him, when he first walked into the makeup room, as I was in there putting on my panties and all my little lucky charms that I have to wear for these interviews, he comes in, and he is really skinny. Maybe I haven't watched his show in a while, but he has lost a lot of weight.
Really?
Yes. Certainly thinner than I am. Probably not a huge bar to jump over there, but he was. And I always associated him, you know, kind of a, you know, pudding-faced kind of guy. But he's really thin. So we're trying to get this couch moved out of there, trying to get chairs in there, trying to get all that, you know, the furniture of the interview, literally and metaphorically, set in place before this thing starts. I had no time to really review what I was going to ask him beforehand because I'm doing the old, you know, three college guys in a truck routine of moving furniture. So he comes in, and we're going to do our interview. Now, meanwhile, the room is small. I look up. We only have one camera. Usually you do a two-camera shoot where you can cut back and forth and that. No, it's just one camera.
Just got to kind of tennis match it back and forth.
Yeah, tennis match it back and forth. So now we're into glorified YouTube territory, right?
Oh, dear.
One camera. One camera. Jimmy shakes my hand. All right, I guess we're ready to do this thing and all this. And I comedically ask at the beginning of the interview, which camera do I look into? That went over well with him, I think. And we start the interview. And we're doing the interview, and there, the room, this little tiny room, is lined with people back behind. And this makes me really nervous and really self-conscious, because there's all these ABC higher-ups sitting around there, and they are into control, right? They image control Jimmy. He's a huge property for them. They want everything to go right. And they don't, I don't know that they like a lot of squirreling around.
They don't need some hack screwing it up for them.
Right. They don't need hijinks. And that's all I can apparently offer to the world is hijinks. And so we're doing this, and man, it's like I'm doing an interview in front of a firing squad. And Jimmy's sitting there, and we start in, and we do the interview, and I have no idea how it went. You exit these interviews, and it's always the fog of war, and you never know what happened until you go back and look at the tape. I've stepped away from interviews that I thought were, oh, that was pretty good, and I go back and look, and no, I had the rhythm way off, or I just didn't smile at the right time. It didn't have the right feel, flavor, flow, rhythm. And then I've had other ones that I came away, stepped away, and thought it was a disaster. And I'll tell you one of them. Did you ever see that Will Ferrell one?
Yeah.
Okay. Which I love now, going back and looking at it. But I walked away from that Will Ferrell one, thought, man, that was the worst interview I've ever done, because it was so awkward and had too many pauses in it and so on. And now I wish it had more pauses in it. But the Jimmy one I'm just middling on, and we'll see. I still haven't seen the tape. He was nice. Shook hands, took pictures with everyone in that room. We had our sit-down dinner. He got up and addressed the crowd. He opened it up for questions and said that he hoped that none of them were as bad as Gordon's questions. You know, so he was playful. No, he was very playful, and I was his, you know, kind of his foil during his Q&A there for a couple times, and he was really, really nice. All the people were nice there. They had a lot of, you know, big wigs from different ad agencies and things like that. And they were all nice. A lot of P1s in the joint. And it was really a great afternoon. And I'm curious to see what this Jimmy Kimmel interview is going to be once we see it. Because I was kind of nervous there, Jer. Got to admit to you. I always get kind of nervous at these things. But this one, with the firing squad in front of you.
Because we know how much you love people.
Yes, I have a lot of, I've been pretty upfront and open on the air, and I have social anxiety. I get in big rooms full of people, and I get heart palpitations, and it's nervous, and I have to choke it down, and I...
And you wet yourself.
I don't necessarily wet myself, Jer. But you know, I am firmly in middle age now, and I keep wondering when this boyhood first grade nerves and jitters are going to go away, and they haven't yet. And so, thank you, Jimmy Kimmel, and thank you to Channel 8 for doing it, and thank you, P1s, for indulging me to tell the story in order to waste 10 minutes of your precious, precious lifetime, of which you only get one, and you've wasted time with me.
That we certainly did, so you see now what I was saying. There is no point to the story, but it's kind of fun just to hear how he spent his day yesterday. Anyways, Norm Mischkus can be a little volatile on the Cowboys postgame show, and Donovan replays his three favorite instances of that next on the Sports Radio 1310 Tickets Ticket Top 10.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, we try to recover from White Elephant Day, and we'll have Troy Aikman on with us at 7:55, so you wake up early with us. Dunham and Miller, the Great Gordo, 5:30 to 10.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents The Gift That Keeps On Giving. Whataburger? Normathon. Normathon. All day Friday, Normathon. December 28th Normathon. At Star Power. Normathon. Arapahoe and the Tollway. It's 18 straight hours of Norm. Raising money for the Austin Street Center for the Homeless. Tune in early and often for all the Norms we love. Big name guest Norm.
You were in Washington.
We were in Jacksonville.
Sensitive tear-jerking story Norm.
He's a friend of mine.
Bipolar blow up and callers, Norm.
You are an apologist.
That's it.
And at the end of the day, tired head Norm.
He's real tired right now, that's all.
He's a Norm for all occasions during Whataburger Normathon, December 28th. Brought to you by CrestCars.com, Premier Grilling, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Kidde, the leading manufacturer of home fire safety products, including the new worry-free sealed battery smoke alarms, is giving our listeners a chance to win $100,000 by playing the Kidde Fire Safety Challenge game. Just bring up your streaming player and click on the Kidde banner now, or visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play. That's K-I-D-D-E, KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com. You'll have fun and learn some life-saving fire safety facts while entering to win the $100,000 prize. Remember, this is a top home fire season, and Kidde wants you to have a happy and safe holiday. Make sure you have a smoke alarm on every floor of your home. So click on the banner now and visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play the game and register for your chance to win big. It's brought to you by Kidde, technology that saves lives. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, open to all legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends 12/23. For details and official rules, visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com.
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Have you ever thought about having a psychic reading? Where would you go? And how would you know if it was any good? California Psychics, that's how. Get a confidential reading in the privacy of your own home, and if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever experienced, it's free. Call 1-800-PREDICT and talk live to one of our carefully screened California Psychics. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever experienced, it's free. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com. The best or it's free.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now. 1-877-653-8844. 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CA-ACO-6320. KY City of Louisville 483. And FL-EC-1300-3427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Call now. 1-877-653-8844.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the energy-saving Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. The computerized Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty, no filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars a year in energy costs. One customer wrote,
I was stunned by the difference. I had had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. And now that smell is finally gone.
Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Find out more about Wave Ventilation right now.
For free information, go to goodairnow.com. That's goodairnow.com. Or call 1-866-324-9481. That's 1-866-324-9481.
It's news now.
Ticket Ticker!
The Mavericks are getting ready to play the Clippers any minute now. Actually, just turned on ESPN. Look at that. They're getting ready to tip. Really, I'm serious. The guy's holding the ball up. I'm just waiting for tip here. Figures you guys would want to know. Oh, there it is. Tip off right there. Lakers and Mavericks. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Kobe Bryant, the Kobe Bryant, just scored 30,000 points. He passed that mark. He's the youngest ever to do so. And in the game, the Lakers are playing the Hornets. And they beat him 103-87, so it's a win that Kobe scores that in. Jay Ratliff put on the fancy Cowboys uniforms today, but he did not practice. He's been out the last two games with a groin strain. Despite that setback, he is still hoping to play against Cincinnati, and Cowboys safety Charlie Pepper also missed a day with his foot injury. He went to the same high school as me, Plano East. That's local. You guys know about that, right? And with rumors swirling, John Daniels said today that he feels very strongly that Elvis Andrus will be the opening day shortstop for your Texas Rangers. He said it would be a very unique offer that would be able to pry away the man blocking Jerickson Profar, and they have not heard such an offer yet. Still waiting. That's Ticket Ticker. Your next one's at 9:50. I'm T.C. Fleming, around the P1s to B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Top 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Salutations, radio listener. I am T.C. Fleming. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We now go to Norm, Donovan, and George, the three men that made up our morning show here on White Elephant Day. And they do a very Inception-like countdown within a countdown. Norm and Donovan know each other from working on the Cowboys postgame show, where there is an occasionally explosive element. And Donovan counts down his three favorite instances of Norm melting down on that postgame show.
Number three!
Now, rolling in at number three, George. This is a caller that wanted Wade Phillips fired probably like a season after the 13-3 season. So he just went 13-3, and he wants Wade fired, and Norm is just not having it.
You were talking earlier about Jason Garrett, and I think, can we please get rid of Wade Phillips? I'm sorry.
Wait.
I'm concerned about the number
What the hell are you talking about?
Wait, time out. You're talking about a guy who's a retread head coach times two.
I just could not believe it was happening. That is not edited or anything. Now, I do believe some people call in to try to get Norm's blood pressure up a little bit. And
you think?
About eight times out of ten, Norm doesn't take the bait. He's just talking civil. Everything is fine. But this one time where Pac-Man Jones was still on the team.
Uh-oh.
And it's around where he's getting in trouble, and they're discussing about whose responsibility or who's at fault that Pac-Man is kind of running amok a little bit, and Norm's just not having it.
Alvin Hills, the process failed, Norm.
Whose responsibility is it to begin with?
Well, to begin with, it's shared.
No, it is not shared. 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 It is not shared.
It is
Pac-Man's responsibility. Joe, what the hell are you talking about? It's shared. What the hell are you doing making excuses? If he were still a Tennessee Titan, you'd be laughing at him. This is a rationalization. This is Pac-Man Jones' responsibility. If he does not wish to take responsibility, let him go be a roofer.
Yeah, he was teeing Norm up a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
Right. But Norm wanted to let everyone know that it was not shared.
It is not shared.
It is not shared.
Not shared.
Not shared.
Doesn't it all begin with the athlete? I mean, does it all begin with the person who gets in trouble?
It does, of course it does.
I mean, you're trying to help the person, but it starts with them.
Yeah, we're not saying your points are bad, Norm. We just like laughing at you.
Oh, no, I know. I'm laughing at you, too.
All right, and this is my number one moment in the 5.5 years I've been with Norm on the Cowboys postgame show. Okay, this is from Daryl in Plano. Now, you remember the game, George, where they played Washington, game number one?
Oh, Washington.
And Deshaun Choice fumbles before the half. D'Angelo Hall picks it up. He runs a touchdown. They think they have the game-winning touchdown at the end. Roy Williams catches it, but Alex Barron is holding. They lose the game on the last play. Okay, so now they go off a little bit for a couple minutes about Deshaun Choice because Daryl hates him, and he wants to cut right now. And Norm's trying to sell him down a little bit. But then all of a sudden he gets off track, and he goes to Norm's what's supposed to be his – for to his strong point, and he attacks that for no reason. And Norm's not having it.
How many fumbles is that for Choice in his Cowboy career?
Well, it's one that cost us a game.
Well, then let's cut him, Daryl.
Enough.
Let's cut him.
Let's do it.
Let's cut Roy Williams.
Well, yeah, Roy sucks.
Okay,
me, so
okay.
I agree with you.
Okay, let's cut Alex Barron.
Well, I mean, we don't have a choice on that one, so.
No.
Just no choice. I brought up a bad name for you, Norm. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, Daryl.
Yeah.
If you cut Deshard Choice, he is getting 10 to 15 carries on 20 or more teams in this league next week.
Let me just tell you this. If Deshard Choice didn't play, we'd have won the game today.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now let me ask you something. If Deshard Choice does the smart thing as Romo starts to run and starts to block, and the lateral's floating out in space, bouncing around on the ground, do we cut Romo?
No, it would have been incomplete.
No, it would not. It was a lateral. It was a lateral. It was a lateral.
Okay.
It was a lateral. The TV analyst said so. They showed the replays. That was a lateral. It was not a forward pass.
Deshard Choice or Romo?
Oh, Romo!
Okay, why would we want to cut him when we should cut this idiot that tried to gain 76 yards with 2 seconds left?
He fumbled once, Daryl.
He's an idiot. He should have went down.
Daryl, careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Well, you know what?
I wasn't too careful, Daryl.
Careful, Daryl. Careful. Okay. That's a mirror you're looking in.
I wasn't too careful.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track. And sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, and put out your own damn tip sheet.
Okay, I want you to hear me in the background, as I know this is not going to go well, okay? I mean, everything's about
here
football,
we go.
And then all of a sudden he puts the knife in his back, and you can hear me in the background go, this is not happening.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track, and sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, and put out your own damn tip sheet. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing at the track. And if you're using, and Daryl, if you're doing using my tip sheet and you're such a good handicapper, why the hell are you using the tip sheet? Why are you so stupid as to use a tip sheet that costs you money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castillo and I put that program together years ago.
He did the advertising. He doesn't pick him.
Daryl, thanks for your call.
Bye.
I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. We're going to cut this hard choice.
Man, that was great.
Man, that was tense.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Hang on, he's not done.
Get a feeling he lost a bet.
I don't think he had a real good weekend.
JG in Florida, so. You're on the ticket. How are you?
Oh, wow. Ah, that is my top moment in Cowboys post-game show history.
Damn tip sheet.
With Norm.
Man, there will always be a spot in my heart for a nice Norm meltdown. One of the signature things about White Elephant Day, one of the things I think that when you think back on this day, you will most remember is the host doing tickers. They always put a lot of thought into these and create some pretty entertaining radio bits. I've collected three of them that we'll just play back to back here, starting with a very high concept bit executed by Dan.
Sports news first, guaranteed. Ticket ticker!
Hey now, this ticker brought to you by BioT Testosterone Pellet Therapy and Quaker Steak and Lube. All right, this is the 9:10 ticker. If you miss the 8:10 ticker, you miss this piece of radio history.
All right, some White Elephant recap for you. I had a great moment 1 hour ago in the 7:10 ticker. If you missed my 6:10 ticker, it was hilarious when I talked about the greatest intern ever who surprised us by showing up this morning. Trey, he brought donuts, and he claims to have just saw the movie Lincoln last night, and he came in here and he said he thought it was mind-blowing. How about that, Donald? I played an actuality of myself.
Oh, that was taped?
That was me playing me from 6:10.
Man, I can't keep up with all this. Where is it now?
It's weird. See what I did there, Donovan? That was me playing an actuality of me playing an actuality of me. It's like Inception.
I know.
Did you ever see Inception?
I did.
It was a good movie.
Meh.
Man.
See what we've done, George, now?
Yeah, too much low end on those cuts, but outside of that, it was great.
Well, thank Ticket Engineering. We pulled it off the logger. But there you go. So now you heard... that's four deep. That's 4 hours deep, I think. I don't even know. Is this real? Are we here? And in Lexus news,
I think she's gone. Apparently, she's left already.
She's gone.
But I will be waiting here at 3 p.m., waiting at the doorway. That's the Ticket Ticker. Who's it brought to us by, KT? DistinctiveLife.com. Why overpay the big funeral homes just to cover their pricey overhead? Simple, affordable cremations from $12.95. Go to DistinctiveLife.com. That's DistinctiveLife.com. Next ticker, 9:30. I'm Dan McDowell reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
Time to broaden your horizons. This ticker brought to you by Autoscope Foreign Car Care, Vizeta, Stateside Pie and Beers in Mesquite, and DriversSelect.com. All right, during these bottom-of-the-hour tickers this afternoon, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30, we're going to focus on fringe sports, a different fringe sport each hour. First up, water polo. The NCAA Men's Water Polo Tournament just wrapped up, and no surprise that USC is your national champion again. After beating rival UCLA 11-10, it was Southern Cal's fifth national title in a row, and Trojans head coach Jovan Vavich says this title was the sweetest.
What happens when Bible camp opens?
Bible camp's canceled, and I'm not really doing questions and answers right now, dear.
The third place game oddly featured two non-California schools as Air Force beat St. Francis of New York in a low-scoring affair, 4-3. One note, while the action inside was thrilling, animal rights activists protested the championship water polo matches outside of the natatorium, claiming that the sport is unusually cruel to the horses as it forces the animals underwater for stretches of up to 20 minutes at a time. And it was announced today that the 2013 Women's NCAA Water Polo Championships will be held at Blodgett Pool on the Harvard campus May 10th through 12th. Time for a Junesatorial. That is ridiculous. The seating capacity there is not enough, and it's too out of the way for the West Coast schools where the sport is king. Hey, NCAA, pull your heads out, or your sport is doomed. I'm the Junes. Our next ticker coming up around 3:50 here on The Ticket.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket Ticker.
This ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, the father's attorney, and by Vizeta. I'm Craig Miller. Yes, that Craig Miller. And there's a change in pace of fantasy and taste. Do you like good music? Do you like to dance? Oh, yeah. Hanging out for a body shop at night. Ain't it strange what we do to feel all right? Oh, yeah. So when will you call? I'm experienced. Oh, yeah. Face to face and back to back, you see and feel my sex attack. Sing it. Flesh. Flesh for fantasy. We want flesh. Flesh for fantasy. It's after midnight. Are you feeling all right? Oh, yeah. Turn on the light, babe. Are you someone else tonight? Neighbor to neighbor, door to door, don't ask questions, there's time for it all, oh yeah. Face to face and back to back, you see and feel my sex attack. Sing it, flesh, flesh for fantasy. We cry, flesh, flesh for fantasy. Father loves his son, mothers, daughters too. It's an old, old story, cries the new world too. Flesh, flesh for fantasy, we want flesh, flesh for fantasy. This ticker brought to you by Taco Bell. They've got the new double XL steak nachos with triple the steak and tons of toppings piled high on a crunchy tortilla for a limited time at participating locations. Triple the steak compared to the 1.5-ounce portion steak taco. Our next ticker coming up at I don't know when.
And the top spot is up next on the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket's Ticket Top 10.
In the 18-year history of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, we've lived in a few houses, just like a lot of P1s have. From the original mothership in the Madison Building, to Mockingbird, then Maple, now Victory Plaza hard by the AAC. Our backyard is where the Mavericks play. Sometimes the Stars even play here too. When, hell, or the rink freezes over and they actually have a season, the biggest name guests drop by for a visit. And the brightest stars in music plug in their mics and guitars on the AAC stage. And the Ticket has the best seat in the house for all of it. So listen for breaking sports news first guaranteed and hot sports opinions on our teams in our town. From the station that already needs a home improvement loan, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2. Come say yes to Christmas at Conn's. Yes to new furniture for every room. Yes to a big new TV and a tablet, too. Yes to appliances you wanted all year. Conn's can deliver tons of good cheer. And yes, money can make it happen. With the financing you need and the low monthly payments you can afford. Apply and get approved at Conn's.com before you shop. Then get your home ready for the holidays in just one stop.
You gotta say yes to Christmas.
Kidde, the leading manufacturer of home fire safety products, including the new worry-free sealed battery smoke alarms, is giving our listeners a chance to win $100,000 by playing the Kidde Fire Safety Challenge game. Just bring up your streaming player and click on the Kidde banner now, or visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play. That's K-I-D-D-E, KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com. You'll have fun and learn some life-saving fire safety facts while entering to win the $100,000 prize. Remember, this is a top home fire season, and Kidde wants you to have a happy and safe holiday. Make sure you have a smoke alarm on every floor of your home. So click on the banner now and visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com to play the game and register for your chance to win big. It's brought to you by Kidde, technology that saves lives. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, open to all legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends 12/23. For details and official rules, visit KiddeFireSafetyChallenge.com.
Are you ready for some real holiday help? Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota, and I'm thrilled to announce the return of Freeman Toyota's Holiday Cash on the Dash. Here's how it works. Come into Freeman Toyota and pick out a Camry and take home a check for $2,500. Spend it however you like. And by the way, your payments are only $299 a month for 36 months. Or take a Corolla, get a check for $1,500 and payments of only $249 a month for 36 months. And Holiday Cash on the Dash is available on every new Toyota on the lot. Think of that, a low monthly payment and a check for you to spend any way you like. Freeman Toyota is the only dealership big enough to make this offer. It's Holiday Cash on the Dash, and it's only at Freeman Toyota. We're located at 183 and 820, just south of the Northeast Mall, on the affordable side of the Metroplex. Call 1-800-NEW-CARS or go online to freemantoyota.com. And happy holidays from all of us at Freeman Toyota.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared now through December 24th and receive a free Pandora holiday ornament for your tree, a $30 value, with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more, while supplies last.
Sports news now.
Ticket ticker.
The Mavericks trail the Clippers 24-16 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Sean Marion is off to a hot 4-of-6 start with a game-high 8 points, but he's the only efficient Maverick so far. The team is shooting 39%, while Los Angeles cruises along at an impressive but unsustainable 57%. DeMarco Murray sat out Cowboys practice today, but said he expects to return Thursday and play against the Bengals. He indicated the rest is more of a precaution. Last Sunday was his first game back after a sprained foot that has held him out since mid-October. The college football coaching carousel continued to spin today. Sonny Dykes, the son of Rager Dykes Auto Group mogul Spike Dykes, has accepted the top job at Cal. He is leaving his post at Louisiana Tech. Charlie Strong has reportedly turned down Tennessee and is finalizing an extension with Louisville, while Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy is doing much of the same. He's working out a long-term extension to stay with the Pokes. That's Ticket Ticker. Your next one is tomorrow with Rich Phillips. I'm T.C. Fleming, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. For one last time, I'm Thomas Charles Fleming. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And I know that whenever the White Elephant lineups came out, the thing that I circled on mine was Gordon Keith hosting from 10 until noon. That show certainly did not disappoint, as the best moment from it was the best moment we had all day. That is Normichkus resting back control of his time slot in order to be able to read a letter to Santa.
Number one!
It's your old pal Norm, and every time this year, I kind of like to do a little something, just kind of a little Christmas thing. I like to issue my letter to Santa Claus. It's a bittersweet moment for me, and I know it's a bittersweet moment for you, the P1s. But I read this private letter to Santa on the air, mainly because I'm an emotional grandstander, but I ask for your ears, and I ask for your heart, cut out and put in a mason jar on my shelf. Dearest adult baby Santa that died for our sins in the manger, it's me, your old pal, Norman the Ripper Hitchkiss. How are you, pal? Did you have a good year? Pretty good little Santa year? Pretty good little Santa year? Did you have a slice of pizza? Did you see any good movies? Did you yell at any elves or knife a reindeer?
I know I did.
I hate short people, and I think reindeer bear the spirit of Satan, but I hope you had lots of good experiences this year, Santa. Hope you had lots of baby-making time with Mrs. Claus, and
I hope you put a helmet on it, Tay.
So many STDs running around these days. I've got a drip in my stick that I just can't seem to shake, but I've been pretty good this year. Just as you requested, I spent a lot less time in the M4M section of Craigslist. I don't know what it is with that section, but it just seems to be filled with so many gay guys. And, at those Korean places that I frequent, I don't let the girls do it to completion anymore. And I made that change for you, and also because I think it's immoral to mix the races, especially with the Asians, but also the whole cleanup deal. But I've been kind to my fellow man. Dear Claus, I throw money in those red kettles. I tip well at Bob's. And I try to help the poor people in our community by granting them a quick and painless death. I beseech thee, O merciful Claus, to grant me three wishes. I wish for all mankind to enter into a lasting peace. Except in the Middle East. Let all those people blow each other up. Let me ask you this, Claus. Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? It's becoming more and more of a factor in this world, but I don't want to go into it here. I enjoin you, sacred fat saint, of wearing the same outfit 365 days a year until it must smell like ball sack and taint lather. That's your choice. I enjoin you to bring me my very own bicycle. Oh, one that I can work with a monkey hip and a cane, something probably recumbent, something that looks idiotic. One that has a gun on it so I can blow the homeless out of my way. Always wanted a bicycle. But I never got one. Never got one. And it's because my father, he never cared for me. He was not involved. He was not present. He was always off at the racetrack or off with his bookies claiming he was at a Bible study. Thank God I'm nothing like him. Another thing I request of you, Santa Claus, please help the little people. Because it's just weird that they're so short, they need to grow up and become human size and get into the rides at the state fair. I pray for my coworkers too, Santa. I pray that George finally bucks his diarrhea problem. I pray that Bob Sturm gets the gift of hair. I pray that Gordo dies. And I know these are different days, dear Saint Nick. God, I know these are different days, and I'm supposed to be okay with Donovan ruining our all-white lineup, but sometimes it's hard for an
old dog to change his spots, pal.
So, I want Donovan to have a good life. He's my Cowboys post-game partner. And I love him as much as I can in my pre-1963 mind. So, I want you to give him a gift, Claus. I'm sure he plays dominoes, so could you get him a new domino set? He would love it, pal. And I'm sure one of his buddies will steal it in about a week, but at least he'll have that week. That one week of having a nice thing for once. Let me reset, Santa Claus. I'm Norman Vandersloot Hitchkiss, and I'm speaking to you right now, Jolly Claus. You're the reason for the season. And I end with this, dear Kringleberry. Please, 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 let me live long enough to see Florence Henderson die. Thank you, Claus. Signed, Norman, the power versatile Bundy Hitchkiss, Esquire.